Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Murder Mystery Shack. To tell you the tale about Armin Meeves. And make no mistake, this is actually a true story. A little bit about Armin. Armin Meeves was born in Germany in December 1st, 1961, youngest of three boys. Two of the older boys were a product of a previous relationship on his dad's side. His father, Waltraud Meeves, was a strict man and showed little interest in Armin. By the age of eight, Armin's father abandoned the family and never contacted them again, leaving Armin to be raised by his mother. His mother wasn't the greatest either. She was very strict and reprimanded him sternly in public. She always followed Armin everywhere. Armin created this imaginary friend at the time named Frank, and this is when his true deepest feelings came out. Armin would vent to his imaginary friend because he truly had no one else. At age 12, Armin developed a weird thought. He thought, what if I could eat my friends? They could be a part of me forever. Which is such a sad and twisted coping mechanism for such a lonely and misunderstood child. In 1999, his mother passed away, leaving Armin in the family mansion completely alone. He built a shrine for his mother, complete with a mannequin that he laid to rest every day. He started spending time on the internet developing an interest in BDSM porn, but he showed an interest in pain and torture. Through this interest, Armin found his way into his next obsession, cannibal chat rooms. Armin would come home from his day job as a computer repair technician and spent countless hours on these forums. Now, these weren't your average forums. Around 400 people would chat with each other daily over one peculiar fantasy: eating others or to be ate. The Cannibal Cafe. Armin would have these personal encounters with some of the men online, including on one occasion where he was with this guy in a hotel room, and this specific guy asked Armin to write meat cuts on some labels and pin them to his body using needles. Many told Armin that they were ready to be ate alive, but backed out, and he made a point to never pressure anyone. Armin wanted the person to be willingly ate alive. Now, Armin had this specific room in his mansion that he had made and built specifically for slaughtering a person. In pictures, you could probably see that it was like almost, I don't know how to describe it, like an old bathroom. It had like a dinky little bed and the walls were like rusting. It was just literally what every nightmare is made out of. Under the name Frankie, he posted an online ad reading, "Searching for a well-built young man who would like to be eaten by me. Significant full body pictures desired." Armin ended up receiving countless replies to his ad, but one stood out above the rest. The private message header read, "Dinner, or your dinner?" Armin finally got a willing participant as the message read, "I'm giving you the chance to eat me alive." And that man was Bernd Brandes, an engineer from Berlin. On March 9th, 2001, Bernd traveled out to the small town of Westerfeld, west of Rottenburg, Enderfulde, to Armin's home. There, Armin had set up a camera to record the following. He asked Armin to bite off his penis. When this failed, Armin took a knife and cut it off. According to the video, Bernd attempted to eat pieces of his own penis, but failed because he said it was too chewy. Armin then fried up pieces of it with salt and pepper, using some of Bernard's own fat, and fed chunks to his dog as well, which, why? That's a little too far, Armin. He didn't give you consent. Bernd at this point is weak from the pills and alcohol and, you know, being castrated. Armin runs him a hot bath and Bernard soaks in it, waiting to essentially just die. Armin goes into the next room to read a Star Trek novel, checking on him about every 15 minutes. After a considerable while, and with a prayer, Armin's stab burned in the throat, finally killing him. After this, Armin hanged Bernard's body on a meat hook. There he cut off the body in half and washed it, and cut the body in steaks. He stored them in a secret compartment under the frozen pizzas in his freezer. Guts and the skin were buried in the garden, and this was all catched in a 4-hour-long video. Over the next 10 months, Armin continued to eat over 44 pounds of human flesh under candlelight dinners for sexual gratification. He recalls his first bite being strange, but the taste was like pork, but stronger. But with his stash dwindling, he decided it was time to post another online ad. An Austrian college student saw this ad and alarmed the authorities. Armin was arrested in December 2002. When investigators searched his home, they found the tapes of the killing and also the remaining remains in the freezer. Armin was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to 8 years and 6 months in prison. Germany at this time had no law against cannibalism, and the video proved that Bern was a willing participant. Later, he was retried and convicted of murder and got life in prison. At this point, the case also drew in the media. During the trial, they played a very short clip of the tapes that were recorded during the killing because the prosecution and everyone in the court found it so disturbing they couldn't play anymore. I also want to add in that during the trials, his father had even mentioned that Armin had a weird obsession with the story of Hansel and Gretel when he was younger, specifically where the kids get like fattened up to be ate. He was obsessed with that. Now, I don't know if that was true or something Armin's father just kind of made up, because he seems like he was kind of a jerk. Bernard was known to be, it's pretty clear that Armin was interested in men, but Bern was known to be infatuated with the idea of being cut up. It was known by his ex-boyfriends that he just had a fantasy about being mutilated. Now Armin's around 60 years old and in prison. He's a model prisoner, and officials say he's so respectful and kind. He goes to church now and now believes to even be a vegetarian. Germany was outraged to know that he's even allowed outside the facility under disguises, enjoying excursions outside the prison. He was denied probation back in 2017, but now they are reviewing another application. In your opinion, when you hear this story, of course, murder is murder, but is this consensual murder? I mean, it was consensual because Bern wanted this and gave Armin the approval to do it. And they recorded it. I mean, he tried eating his own pee, for crying out loud. So do you think that Armin should be able to walk the streets of Germany once again? Because he technically didn't. I mean, he murdered someone and ate him. But I don't know. Is consensual? Does having consent make it okay? I mean, I don't know. Of course, it's also very scary. Armin looks like a very average German guy, and he looks like he's probably very nice. And, you know, if I saw him and had a conversation with him, if he didn't tell me he murdered someone and ate their 44 pounds of flesh, I would have no idea. But hey, the world just has the craziest things. I feel like anything that you thought of has been done, and I will be here to cover it. So I hope you guys enjoyed this short story of Armin Meavis, and I hope you guys will keep on listening. Stay groovy, y'all.